Thank you. I just realized that bio was written for the occupational safety and health paper that I also did. Anyway, so people have talked about producing food and making food available. Now I'm going to talk about the issue that sometimes people have food and they have no idea what to do with it. I'm, despite the fact that I'm tired and you're tired, I'm going to try to be able to say cooking self-efficacy multiple times in this presentation, not have it come out as something else. I couldn't find the disclosure slide, but here is mine. I have no conflicts. I have gotten funding from a number of different sources for the programs that I'm going to talk about here, including private sources and farm and NIH. So this audience does not need to know or be told that we need a healthy diet full of fruits and vegetables to prevent chronic disease. And also that most people in this country, including those at the LA hospital, do not consume sufficient fruits and vegetables to get the positive health effects that one could get. And as people have tried to analyze why that in fact is the case, minority and low-income neighborhoods often come out as places that are very limited in their access to fresh fruits and vegetables. The other thing that does come out in some of the research is that a lot of adults in these families lack skills or they lack the self-confidence to prepare fresh fruits and vegetables, even if they had them and they had the time to do so. There have been several different scenarios suggested to try to remedy these situations. We've heard some here in terms of community gardens and things like that. Another one is community-supported agriculture, CSAs, where people buy a share of a farm and get a box of food all throughout the growing season, which in North Carolina is the summer, and not all but two months out of the year. Another thing that has been suggested is what are called interventional cooking classes, where people actually learn how to prepare some of the foods. So I'm going to talk today about a research piece within a program that combines a CSA with cooking classes. And what I'm going to try to do is to describe to you the development of an instrument, a questionnaire designed to measure cooking self-efficacy. I'm going to describe a cooking class curriculum that we designed for this, and then give you some of the data from it, some of the baseline cooking self-efficacy that people express, and what happens with the different cooking classes that we offer to these families. So a bit of context. In all my spare time, I have come to run a program that is called Farm Fresh Healthy Living. And it is a CSA program for low-income families in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This came about because we had a food forum to discuss the problem of lack of access to healthy food in our community, and a grower was sitting next to a person who runs an agency for low-income families, and he said, I have this CSA, I have beautiful organic produce, and I sell it all to white wealthy people, and that's not right. So they came to me and said, could you help us design a program for low-income families? And I said, sure. So this program provides a weekly box of fresh produce for 16 weeks during the summer. The families now pay $5 a week for it, but it's about $30 worth of food. And we also have cooking classes and we have farm tours. And the number of families has gone from 25 families to 120 across three different agencies. So before we started this program, one of the things that we did was to identify the fact that families talked about their lack of skills and confidence in trying to take whole food and create meals for their families from that. And so once we got the sort of food distribution under control, we decided that we had to really be paying attention to increasing their skills and self-efficacy. So we started, we discovered that there really was nothing out there to try to measure this, so you couldn't tell if you'd had any impact. So we created a CSE instrument that is still in process, but I'll tell you where we are in the process right now. In order to create this instrument, we queried nutritionists, cooking instructors, a lot of people who had interactions with cooking, and compiled skills that you would need to prepare healthy family meals, focused really on whole foods. And we focused on fruits and vegetables, on flavors and seasonings, and alternatives to meat-centered meals. Arguing that most people can take a slab of meat and cook it and serve it to people. And so we had some underlying health principles in this too. We condensed our list down to 19 items. We tried to get out things that overlapped. And you can see some of the examples of items over on the right. So they range from very simple things like you have to be able to clean, you have to have confidence that you can clean and store fresh fruits and vegetables. You might have to be able to follow a simple recipe, make a main dish out of whole grains and fresh vegetables. So we had a list of 19 of these things that we could query people in terms of their self-efficacy with that. So the context in which we did this was we have a series of 3 cooking classes that everyone is able to participate in during the summer. And we offer those umpteen times, so we have a total of 21 cooking classes that we offer, and it gets pretty crazy. But for this particular summer, we designed 3 classes. And the first one was at the beginning of the summer, where I refer to the boxes that people get as death by lettuce, because there are so many kinds of lettuces, and they are so overwhelmed with what do I do with this stuff. So we did lettuce wraps, but we did lettuce wraps with 3 different flavors and some dairy-based sauces for the Indian and the Greek ones. That actually was the most popular class we ever did. The second one was doing main dish salads that had whole grains and combined them with fruit, herbs, dressings. And the last one was doing different kinds of frittatas with kale salads to get them to do a non-lettuce-based salad. These classes are participatory. They are not demonstrations. We have cooking space that we use. It ranges from good, bad to ugly, but we still have them in these spaces, and everybody cooks, which gets a little dangerous with knives. We always have an opening activity that is some kind of skill-building activity, knife skills contests, making dressings ahead of time, or things like that where people are really working on a very particular skill. So we use this instrument. We have people rate their skills at the beginning of the season with the instrument that I showed you from very, very low to very high confidence. And then in the particular classes, we also have some questionnaires that we've used. For the year, I'm using last year's data because this year's data aren't ready yet. We had 87 mothers that participated. You can see the ethnic distribution there. They're primarily minority. About half of them are high school graduates. Median household size is 4. So this is just the baseline self-efficacy, and I arrayed it by worst to best. So the way to read this is that down at the bottom, we have the percentage of participants who had high or very high baseline self-confidence for every skill. So up at the top, you can see the one that people had the least confidence in was making a salad dressing from scratch. Only about 23% of people said they thought they could do that. The highest, interestingly, the highest one is prepare a salad. 80% of people said they couldn't do that. They apparently just couldn't dress it. So that shows you that, in fact, there is some kind of a need there in terms of people's self-efficacy. At baseline, we also looked just at the ethnic differences, and these really, it was kind of a face validity test of what we had observed in previous years. And that is, if you look at the Hispanic population, which is the dark bars, they have significantly less self-confidence in following a simple recipe, doing different kinds of seasonings, measuring ingredients, making a salad, and certainly making a salad without lettuce. On the other hand, they are confident they can chop herbs, they can cook from scratch, they can chop up vegetables. So there are some ethnic differences there based on the kinds of experiences people have had. So class 1, lettuce wraps. This one, you can see a very clear pre, which is the before the class, this is the dark bar, and post, which is the gold bar, how they rated their self-efficacy. So on average, when you ask people before the class, do you think that you can cook a dish with Indian flavorings? Almost nobody said that they could do something like that, whereas by the end of it, they were quite confident. That they could. So the flavorings were a real hit, and people felt very good about their ability afterwards. Other things, they increased their self-efficacy, but they felt more confident at the beginning of that class. The second class was where we did whole grain salads that had fruits in them, and they also did dressings and so forth. Chiffonading herbs, they probably didn't even know what the word was, but they were very excited that they had learned a different kind of technique. We had a lot of basil that we used. And so these, one of the emphases in this class really was on using fresh herbs and figuring out how to flavor things with that. And you can see the increase in self-efficacy here. And the third class then was emphasizing making dressings from scratch, even though we had done that in every other class. Stir frying, making a main dish with eggs and vegetables. And again, you can see the confidence of people increased after the class as compared to before it. So in thinking back over what we've done with this instrument, I want to point out that when we started this, we went out figuring someone must have invented some sort of instrument to measure this concept of confidence with cooking. And we found very little out there. Most of them might have a couple of items, but most of it was nutrition knowledge. It wasn't cooking self-efficacy. It was, you know, what should you eat? And most of it was not focused on fruits and vegetables. Which are a mystery to people who may be encountering them for the first time, particularly local varieties. We saw that the baseline cooking self-efficacy varied. It varied, first of all, by skill. As a whole, people were not comfortable with new types of foods. And we had observed this in the classes. What do you do with eggplant? What do you do with different kinds of greens? We had confusion. Swiss chard was one of the things that you get early in the spring, and so people thought it was a lettuce and you could eat it raw. And if you put that in a salad, you're very disappointed. You should be cooking that. So, you know, these are sorts of things that we had observed, and we saw these again in the way that people responded to the instrument. In terms of things that people were very confident about is, yes, I can clean vegetables, I can store them, I can chop and peel and cut them. When we looked by ethnicity, this matched what we thought would happen. The Hispanic population in North Carolina are primarily new immigrants. We're a state that has increased the percentage of Hispanics faster than any other state in the nation. And so these are people that are from Mexico, they're newly there, and they're used to eating a particular diet, and these foods are extremely new to them. What we had seen before was, but most of them are really used to cooking from scratch. I love those cooking classes because these are clearly women who've always cooked with their mothers and their sisters, and they go in the kitchen and they just go wild. They, as I said, they're less familiar with local foods. One of the things that we had also observed was while they have cooking skills, knife skills and so forth, they do everything with a paring knife that's that long. And so if you bring in a nice chef's knife, it's only the women who have worked in commercial kitchens who actually know what to do with it. And as a whole, they have no idea how to even hold the knife. And so that was something we had observed. In the non-Hispanic women, one of the things that we saw was overall, at baseline, they were very confident. At the beginning of classes, they were very confident. And once they were faced with actually doing tasks, like cutting up vegetables, dicing them, they realized they really didn't know how to do that. And so, in fact, their self-efficacy, I think, probably went down during the classes. What we saw in the classes matched our previous kinds of experiences. In terms of the impact of these classes, they did seem to increase cooking self-efficacy. They were very popular with the women. Women asked for the recipes. They said they wanted to do them again. I think the baseline cooking self-efficacy is kind of inflated, as I said, because people were overly confident that they actually knew how to do things until they got into the classes. The greatest increase that we saw in cooking self-efficacy was related to flavors. People liked being able to create international, what I call international flavors, or different ethnic flavor palettes. They particularly were interested in how do you use fresh herbs. They had never had a chance to do that, many of them. They also were interested in learning how to combine food groups in novel ways. Everybody wanted fruit every week, and we don't have a lot of fruit early on in the season. But they had never thought about doing anything except eating those on the way home in the car. And so being able to teach them how to put them into a main dish and into grain salads and so forth, those were things where they really showed an increase in their self-efficacy. One of the things that they were looking for in terms of skills, I think, from talking with the women, is they were looking for how to create flavorful foods. If they were going to cook from scratch, they wanted people to eat it, and flavor was really a major component to them. So our next steps are to get a larger sample to really test out this CSE instrument with good pre- and post-season data. We also are looking at modifying the cooking classes now to increase the self-efficacy. And one of the things that we realize is that we may need to create some ethnic-specific cooking classes. So thank you.